Today is the Feast of Pentecost, meaning 50 days after Easter. It is called the birthday of the church. The disciples hiding behind closed doors, terrified that they would be tortured and killed if they were known to be followers of Jesus, were called to hold leadership roles in the new church. The Lord had promised to send them the Holy Spirit, who would be their companion and guide in this new challenge. The Lord had promised not to abandon them, knowing their weakness as well as their goodwill. Jesus sent the help they needed. St. Catherine Drexel wrote that the Holy Ghost is ever present within me, the presence of God. Like the apostles, we have received the Holy Spirit. We each have our own particular work to do for the church. Spending a little quiet time with the Holy Spirit after communion, whenever we have some quiet time, we may hear the voice of the Holy Spirit inviting us to work with God to do what God has asked us to do. Amen?
Amen.
And now let us stand and join the choir in singing, "Here I Am, Lord."
To do your
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we come together on Pentecost Sunday, give God a round of applause
Amen.
For what God has done for us.
Amen. Amen.
I welcome all of you here as we come to celebrate Pentecost Sunday, to give thanking God for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Join me in thanking in a special way and welcoming into our space, welcoming home, Father Richard Owens from the Director of the Office for Black Catholics. We also welcome Deacon James Mahoney and Deacon Bill Bradley. Welcome, my brothers. Welcome. But in a special way. Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I've come to do your will. Deacon Melvin Burtson, welcome. Thank you, man. We are here this morning to worship our God. Let us call to mind our sins and ask for God's forgiveness, mercy, and God's peace. Deacon.
You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners to repentance. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.